Now back to Pete McMurray on 720 WGN.
Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Who doesn't love barbecue? I could just smell it. Southern Cut Barbecue is located at 198 East Delaware Place, right next to the Hancock. And joining us is Chef Bill Clare from Southern Cut Barbecue. It's great to see you, man.
It's nice to see you, too.
Boy, you smell good. I just want to hug you. Oh, my gosh. Vivi went to answer the door when you guys got in. She's like, he smells so good. I'm like, I can't wait to meet this guy. How long you been doing this?
About 20 years.
20 years.
Yeah.
You started out as a busboy at 27, is that right?
Yep.
You're kidding me.
No, I had.
What were you doing before that?
Ex-military.
Okay.
So when I got out of the service, it was just, you know, trying to figure out where I was going to go in life.
Right.
Became a personal trainer, and then, you know, just situations happened, and I said, well, I need another job, pick up some extra money, answered an ad, and next thing I know, I'm in the kitchen.
So you start busing, and yep. You decide, wow, I kind of like this food thing.
Yeah, it was one of those things where, excuse me, the chef looked at me and he says, hey, you know, you're fast. He's like, we need somebody fast in the kitchen. Do you think you're up for it? And I said, well, let's give it a try. So my very first day in the kitchen was the guy that was supposed to train me was walking out, basically, you know, giving everybody the bird. And
really? He quit?
Said, yeah. He said, here's this book. Follow these recipes. And I was like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do, you know?
Okay.
And he's giving me recipes of, you know, raspberry vinaigrette that I have absolutely no idea what a raspberry looks like.
Right.
So I'm
right.
Like,
so
I'm
you
like,
don't know what you're doing.
What do I do? What do I do? You know? So he comes over, helps me, and next thing you know, 4 years later, you know, I'm like the sous chef there and just, you know, knocking stuff out of the park. So
does food come easy to you, making food?
Now it does. For a while, it was more of a mental block.
You okay.
know, I would come into a situation and just stonewall. You know, didn't have any way of creatively going around a situation or trying to work through it. It was always just, here it is, here's the problem, and then I just break.
Okay.
So it took a little bit of time to get past the hurdle and just let my cooking speak for itself.
Got it. That makes sense. So what was the restaurant that you started out in?
Giovanni's restaurant in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, so it was an Italian restaurant.
Yes.
How do you go from Italian food to barbecue?
It's not that far off.
Really?
Really?
Barbecue sauce is a mother sauce. It's a tomato-based sauce.
Gosh, you're right. You don't really think about that, but that is true.
Mm-hmm.
So you decide this on your own, or what'd you do?
This was one of those things where throughout my career, I didn't know which way I was going.
Okay.
So when I decided to make a leap, I, of course, happened to follow a woman to Texas.
And, of course.
You know, one of those things.
You follow a woman to Texas.
Mm-hmm. As my face turns nice and red.
Right, right.
And it was a completely unique situation that I walked into. There was a brand new restaurant opening up. It was called Cattle Street Grill. Unfortunately, they just closed because of Obamacare or whatever. That's just, you know, one of those things that it happened.
Right.
But they had this huge smoker in-house. They had one in the back where they were doing open pits. So I got to see the best of both worlds. I got to see the closed smoker and open smoker, cold smoking, hot smoking. So it was a various, you know, education
right.
for, you know, a full 2 years that I was in Texas.
Man, your eyes are just huge. You're talking about the open smoker. Explain to me the cold smoke, the open smoke. What is that all about?
Well, open smoke is basically where you have a lot of circulation. So the circulation part is you leave it slightly open. So you have a lot of turnover of smoke.
Okay.
Cold smoke means that you're not cooking at a very high temperature, meaning 90 degrees or lower.
And what are you cooking usually when you do that?
You can do anything, cheese, fish.
Okay.
You know, you can even do various meats. And when I say various meats, not meaning what we have here in the studio, like the brisket and all that stuff.
Right.
More along the lines of you could smoke a burger if you wanted to, or you could smoke a piece of whitefish. You know, because it's not fully dense, so
right.
you could turn around and just, you know, leave that at a minimal temperature, do a 30-minute smoke, and you're solid. You'll have serious smoke flavor.
God, I love it.
We just did, over at the restaurant, we were playing around R&D and trying to figure out what we could do with bananas.
R&D, by the way, research and development.
Yep. Uh-huh. Sorry.
At the restaurant.
Right. We started playing around doing smoked bananas.
Smoked bananas.
Yeah.
And that big smoker that you guys have?
No. We actually got a little gun for the cold smoking purpose. And,
okay.
You know, we wrapped it up and made it airtight and shot it with a whole bunch of smoke, let it sit for like 15 minutes and tasted it. And we were like, wow, that's different.
I feel like anything smoked is going to taste great. You could take a shoe and smoke it. I mean, I think I would eat it. Absolutely.
Maybe deep fry it. You know, you never know.
Man, I just, I've been to Southern Cut Barbecue probably a dozen times. I absolutely love it.
Nice.
How long do you cook the brisket?
Oh, we're doing 12 hours. 12 to 13 hours.
Is that normal?
Yeah, for that. For both, depending on the size. So, you know, if it's a smaller brisket, it's going to go easy 12 hours. If it's a little bit larger, it might be 13 to 14 hours.
Okay.
It also depends on temperature, too. So, the higher your temperature, shorter the cook, lower the temperature, longer to cook.
I feel like when I go to people's houses and they have that green egg smoker, mm-hmm. the brisket is always dry. Well, they always overcook it. Why is that?
There's all kinds of variables in that. It could
because
be,
most people have, they have the app now where the thermometer goes in the meat and they can stare at their phone, but it right. always seems to come out too dry.
Well, for that, I mean, it's temperature.
Okay.
Temperature is a huge
too high?
Factor. Yeah, it could be too high. Also, we take a pan of water so that we can create moisture and keep it in the smoker.
Okay.
So we always have a pan of water inside of our smoker. That helps. And we also spray base. So that helps too.
So you're spraying with water?
No, we're spraying with a mixture of apple juice, apple cider vinegar, and water.
I'm just making stuff up. I can't cook to save my life, but I love it.
Hey. Fireball questions. I'm going good.
I love it. Roger, do you barbecue? You're a barbecue guy, right?
I still have my barbecue, but I do not barbecue as much as I used to, and I used to be a fanatic. I used to let my skirt steaks, my beef ribs, I used to let them marinate for 24 hours in the refrigerator. The beef ribs, since they're a little bit thicker, and I didn't want them to the outside to burn, because I don't have a professional grill, I didn't want the outside to burn before the inside was cooked enough, and I kind of like the meats medium rare. I would microwave them for about 45 seconds
to
a minute.
Oh, chef doesn't like that. So he just gave you a grimace.
He gave me a dirty look.
A microwave?
Well, I did. I would microwave for about an hour.
An hour.
A minute.
That's good.
No, yeah, really quick. About a minute. But then I would let that soak in the marinade overnight. And then I would barbecue it, and it was, I'm sorry, chef, but it was beautiful.
It worked.
I'm not disagreeing because, you know, I'm in my head thinking about the thought process, you know. Vinegar is going to break it down. When you hit it with the microwave, it's going to cook the internal temperature to where it's not going to be overcooked in any way, shape, or form. It's still going to be raw. And then after that, you know, it breaks down a little bit, so it's good.
Yeah. See, I kind of knew what I was doing.
Kind of, sort of. Chef, I'm going to take a break, and we're going to talk a little more about Southern Cut Barbecue and, you know, the smoker.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I love it. By the way, my mother, when she made ribs, I come from a very large family, and she wanted to speed up the process. Mm-hmm. She used to boil the ribs. And
that's a myth. I mean,
she boiled the ribs and throw them on the grill and cook them very quickly.
Right.
She had to get it done.
Well, because, you know, she's already cooking ribs to the fall point.
Right.
So they're not just, you know, what we do is we take them straight from where they are.
Yes.
And we put them in a smoker for close to 4 hours.
Right. But my mother would put them on the grill, and then mm-hmm. she'd burn them. So I thought growing up barbecue, you had to have, they had to be black.
Was she just throwing on the barbecue sauce and all that, and, you know, getting all that nice crystallization on there?
Oh, man, it was just terrible. Everything was burnt at our house. Chef Bill Clare is here from Southern Cut Barbecue, located at 198 East Delaware.
Yes,
I can't even talk. I swear, I haven't had anything to drink. SouthernCutBBQ.com is your website.
Yes, it is.
All right, more with Chef coming up next. It's 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios from Southern Cut Barbecue at 198 East Delaware Place. Chef Bill Clare is here. You can go to SouthernCutBBQ.com. You're having Father's Day brunch, barbecue brunch on Sunday.
Yes, we are.
At Southern Cut.
We are.
Nothing better than eggs, bacon, Newski's bacon, and some ribs.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
Come check out the full menu.
Vivi is eating the mac and cheese like she's going to the electric chair. Oh, my gosh. You're shoveling it in. When was the last time you ate? Tuesday? Wow. And what did you say off the air, Chef?
She has an open-door policy over at Southern Cut for the mac and cheese.
You can just stop by any time for the mac and cheese.
All right.
Why is that mac and cheese so good?
Oh, my God. Don't tell me what's in there.
Well, I can't because it's a secret recipe,
ooh, isn't it?
Yeah, we use pork mafia for our spice blends.
Pork mafia.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds great.
That's the guy that does our spices.
Oh, okay.
And excuse me. So I just fell into it one day. I said, I want something to eat. And I was like, oh, mac and cheese. And then I looked around the kitchen and I said, oh, I want that. And I put it in there and now it's Southern Cuts mac and cheese.
So you just throw some spices in and if it tastes good to you, boom, you're going to throw it on the menu.
Right.
That's fantastic. So people listening right now, you're a chef.
Yes.
And you work at Southern Cut Barbecue.
Yes.
Okay. They want to make ribs on Sunday for Father's Day. How do they prepare the ribs? What kind of rub should they use and how long on the grill?
It all depends on basically it's taste and flavor because you have all different types of ways of making ribs. You can go the bitter way, so you should have the vinegar aspect to it.
Which
so,
I love. I love that.
If you want the vinegar aspect, then you're going to want to put it in a brine that does have vinegar, some sort of vinegar, whether it be white wine or apple cider or something like that, or even champagne. You want a little bit of acid, so you're going to have lemon in there, lime in there. Or if you want to go sweet, then do a brine that has salt and brown sugar in it.
So just rub that on?
Well, it's a brine, so it's liquid. So it's going to be in liquid form.
Got it.
Let that sit for anywhere between 12 to 24 hours. And then after that, pull it. Let it air dry for a little while, pat it down, and whatever your rub is that you want to make, whether it be garlic powder, onion powder, garlic powder.
Okay.
You can put whatever spice you want on there, meaning like cayenne pepper. It's all dependent on flavor, but my best advice is that whatever you're going to do, put it in the bowl, mix it first, and then taste it before you put it on there. Because if you don't like it, you're not going to like it on the meat.
Why don't we do that? That makes so much sense. Nobody does that, do they? It makes so much sense.
A lot of people that I come
taste
across,
it, and if it tastes good, put it on your ribs.
Well, what I'm saying is because when a lot of people they make a rub,
right?
They don't taste it. They just let me throw this in, and they don't just take the time to let me whisk this up.
Yep.
Maybe it needs salt. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it needs a little bit more pepper.
Sure.
Maybe it needs a little bit more garlic. You know, so play with it until you go, okay, well, I kind of like this.
And the pork ribs, direct heat, indirect heat. How long on the grill?
Depends on what kind of flavor you want. Again, so if you go indirect heat, then it's going to take a little bit longer of a cook time.
Right.
If you go direct heat, then you have to watch it very carefully.
Right.
Because you have to remember something. It's sitting in a brine, so it's automatically tenderizing the meat. So if you have it on the grill for anywhere between, if it's any longer than, I would say, 8 minutes, then you're going to have some nice dark, dark, dark ribs.
Chef, you know your stuff.
I'm okay.
Vivi, don't you feel like he knows his stuff, but he also wants to step over here and punch me in the neck? You could be a bouncer, too.
No comment.
Thank you for coming in, man. This is all great stuff.
Thank you.
And tell everyone that you brought us the brisket.
Yep.
By the way, they can get this at Father's Day brunch, right?
Yeah, they can get everything that's on the table here.
And that is the banana fofana cream pie,
which is
off the charts. It is. It's fantastic. So what do we have? You got the brisket there?
Brisket, pulled chicken,
okay.
Chopped brisket, the sliced brisket, of course. Brought in our wings.
Okay.
Our wings are to die for. I actually love them. Mac and cheese, the one that I just told you about how I developed
it. Oh, yeah.
And then I also brought in our sauces, too. I brought in our both our spicy and our mild, and then our North Carolina, honey mustard.
Okay.
And then our East Kansas vinegar.
Got
so, the recommendation is that the honey mustard goes on with the chicken, and then the vinegar with the pork.
Love the vinegar with the pork.
I love the mac and cheese.
Of course you do.
She's still loving mac and cheese.
Of course you do. I've been doing radio forever, and I've had chefs in over the years. I've never had a chef bring in an intern before. The chef brought in Amy the intern. Is she learning under you? Is she? She wants to become a chef.
I don't know if she's really learned a whole lot from me, but
have you learned anything from him, Amy? She's shaking her head. Yes,
I've put her through the paces.
Nice, Chef Bill Clare, Southern Cut Barbecue, southerncutbbq.com, 312-280-8887-198 East Delaware, right next to the Hancock. It's good to see you, Chef.
Thank you for having me.
We'll have you back sometime soon.
Thank you.
It's 720 WGN.